Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I don't think I trust you knowing what charming is.
Really? What do you think? How would
Yeah, that's like me trusting your fashion sense.
My fashion sense is fine.
Come on, man.
We don't have to keep doing this. It's not bad. It's not. It's fine if you guys say it's not good. But I'm not going to be told it's not bad.
Nate, you wear shoes on the beach.
Yeah. Yeah. Whoa. What you call an icon living? Start a record label, Miss Fish just did it. Nylon cover 5 minutes. Whoa, we are too hot in the business. About to make a movie independent. Need new trucks independent. I need you to listen to the vision. All your verses sound like dirty dishes. Welcome to 4th and 10 right here on 4thdistrict.com. iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio app. Blog Talk Radio, however you're listening, thank you so much. We appreciate it. Three comedians, 10 topics, the unofficial podcast of Tamagotchis, all powered by the 4th District Podcast Network.
Gotchies.
My name is Nathan Owens. You can find me on Twitter at @IAM_Owens, Snapchat, Instagram is just @IAM_Owens. It's great to be here. Great to be back. Thank you guys for sticking with us for a week of no 4th and 10.
Yeah.
We're all super busy, which is good. It's a good kind of busy. We're still busy because Damon's not here. Sorry about that.
He's busier than all of us.
He is. Apparently. But now he's one of you guys. So think about that. You're listening to this with Damon.
No, you're not.
We're not.
Damon isn't.
Because Damon's not listening to this.
One day we should try.
Just like air our grievances against Damon.
just see
if we come back the next episode and just act like nothing happened.
Yeah, y'all can do that. Yeah. I have to ride from the podcast
with him. That'd be the fun part. Just see how much.
I feel like that's only fun for nobody.
It'd be fun for me.
You guys wouldn't even be there. So.
I don't think you realize our level of our types of fun on this podcast. Our fun is watching you squirm. It's the most fun.
Happens often.
Yep.
Dave produces here.
I'm here, people. Follow me Instagram and Twitter at Do or Die. That's at DUEORDIE or DaveProducomedy.com.
And Dan Duncan.
Yeah.
Engineer, producer. Always here. But stepping up a little bit in the absence of Damon.
At Dan Dunk. What's up, good people?
We did it.
Is there anybody we think could do a Damon impression?
Apparently, I did it one time. Yeah. Somebody thought it was.
I feel like you've got what's up, good people.
That's all I got.
If we could find somebody in the Atlanta community that does impressions.
A Jamaican, preferably.
Yeah. That would be hilarious. Somebody just listening like, oh, he finally got it. He must have been really practicing on a Jamaican. He finally got it. Good for Damon. Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah. I got a couple shout outs. Gonna do a couple shout outs.
Let's do that.
Got a couple shout outs, some Patreon shout outs. If you're not already on board with Patreon, get with it, people, because we're doing some dope stuff. You get the pre show audio, which is our own podcast in and of itself. We talk about stuff even less to do with sports. So it's super fun and you'll enjoy it. Anyway, I want to shout out Jordan Wellman and Jermaine Packer. Appreciate both of you,
signing up
for Patreon. Appreciate you telling people about this. Y'all don't understand. Like, we're working to get you guys some quality stuff. Appreciate the interaction on Patreon.
Yeah, you missed a bonus episode last week.
We
couldn't get together, but the three of us snuck in one.
We did.
Last week.
It was good times.
It was good.
I'm starting to like the bonus episodes. I mean, not the bonus, but the Patreon, like the pre-show.
Yeah, it's
the
less,
pre-show is more fun.
It's less constrictive.
You get more of us.
Yeah, you definitely get more of us.
Yeah.
It's more fun. Less sports, but
This is still fun.
But we care less. I think we all care less, so we say more. And
in the pre-show, we can be less filtered, which is probably astonishing to most people.
People are like, how?
Dan less filtered?
Yeah. Dan is less. You're right. That's the best way to describe it. Dan is less filtered. Anyway.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
Do we have a review? How close are we to reviews?
All right.
We wanted them by June.
We wanted 105.
100 reviews.
We wanted 105.
Okay.
Okay, just to be clear, because we want to exceed the number that everybody wanted. So we want 105 by, my birthday of 2035 or whatever we said.
We said June, but we never specified which June.
There's
a lot of Junes left.
Yeah. So, guys, keep rating, reviewing, please, because we want to reach goals.
Do we have a review today?
We do have a review today.
Let's hear it.
This is from It is not Chris.
That makes me think it's from Chris.
I feel like it might be from Chris if I'm going to do use some detective skills.
Okay.
I'm feeling like if Chris would be the first name I think this is from, honestly. It says, I feel like I should dot, dot, dot. You got to get better about these dot, dot, dot. But it is what it is. All right. Anyway, it says, the best podcast out. The guys are excellent and you can and you can't fake the chemistry they have. This is very true.
That is true. It.
Damon is vicious. This is true. He's very vicious.
Yo, he is.
He's so vicious.
So vicious.
He's not the nice one. Damon is vicious, but he has great points every time. David brings the logic. That's not true. And wit. Nate is the reason for the best jokes. As much hate Nate gets, which is deserved. Come on, Nate. Get it together. He's like the little brother that you have to defend because he's your brother and no one else can mess with him. Thank
That's
you.
True.
Thank you.
That's true.
That is true.
If someone picked on you, Nate, and it wasn't us three.
We shutting that down.
No, I know.
We shutting that down, but we will roast you.
I'll turn around and say the same joke that someone else has said.
Yeah, but did you hear how they said about you? That was good. Y'all better get on my little brother. Like, it went to me just like that. Anyway, it says, let's see, what was it? Okay. he's like the little brother that you have to defend because he's your brother and no one else can mess with him. Overall, great podcast, one of my weekly highlights, and these guys have great interactions on Twitter. We do.
Yes,
we
thank you, tweet. Not Chris.
Yes, thank you. Also, sign up for Patreon and get that pre-show audio. It's worth the money.
This was unpaid.
We did not ask for this.
Well, technically paid.
Technically paid because it's a Patreon, but we didn't ask for this.
He paid us to say that.
Come on, man. We're trying to tell you, we got a good product, people. It's very good. Anyway, shout out to It Is Not Chris. You know what? Shout out to Chris. I'm just going to say, I know your name here says It Is Not Chris, but we're on to you. Shout out to Chris. Appreciate that. Yeah, man. Patron, get with it. It's, rate and review it. Get with it. People, we got a good product. You know, we're making moves.
We do.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all want to be act like we're like your favorite. You know, everybody gets snotty about bands because it's like, I saw them back before they played at the Grammys. We could be that.
Yeah.
We all going to be that. So just, you know, like, get with us now because we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Sounds good.
Let's do it.
Let's
get it.
Let's go. First topic, biggest story in the sports world today. Let's talk about Steph Curry.
Ooh.
He's back. We'll talk about this first. To me, this was the moment that not only said Steph is back, but that the Warriors are going to win the series. And that was the shimmy in the third quarter.
The shimmy, you thought that was the moment?
That for me, okay. That was the moment where it's like, okay, not only is Steph back, he's probably 100%. And this is that Warriors that have that unbeatable feel.
This was the cocky Warriors.
Yes.
And I was watching, I think I was at a bar or something at a show, I was watching it, and as soon that wasn't the moment for me, the shimmy. The moment for me was when he made a layup and then yelled, "This is my effing house." Right?
That was
and then
moment.
Didn't it like and it was like should have got back on defense, but he just like, why would I do that? I'm presenting myself to my people right now. Defense, who cares? And then, you know, I was like, he got the swag back. Like, I was like, they have to play like that. There's something about people who play recklessly and talk about you recklessly that someone who when I played basketball, I know I played my best basketball growing up when I was reckless. When I trash talk, anything like that. It just makes you better. And, like, Steph is clearly one of those people. All of them. Like, I don't know. Draymond, maybe not so much because I feel like he don't have the skill set to be like go off like that. But Steph specifically. And they run. When Steph is doing well, they do well. And then when he did that, I was like, oh, they're going to be tough to beat.
James Harden's defense, by the way, is miserable.
Yeah.
That dude.
Yeah. It's optional for him. He's like, today,
his feet look nailed to the ground.
Yeah. Well, he saves them for offense. He saves his feet for offense. Yo, somebody was trying to convince me that James Harden was a good defender. And I was like, I don't care what your numbers say. I know what my eyes say. And people going around him way too easy for us to just think
he's a good miserable. Defender. But Steph Curry, to me, is becoming a top five player of all time.
Ooh, you did say this earlier. Ooh. And I marinated on a little bit. I don't know. I feel like he beat
LeBron. Single-handedly,
he did.
Beat LeBron with a supporting cast that didn't include Kevin Durant.
That will be the one thing that will have him definitely in consideration. I'm not saying he's not, I don't know why. Maybe this is like his youthful face. In my head, I'm like, we have to see more.
But he literally is our generation's Michael Jordan. Wait.
I'm waiting.
Do not react.
In my head, I'm listening listeners explode, like your head explodes.
People are losing their minds right now. When Michael Jordan jumped from the three-point line, free throw line, mm-hmm. and dunked the ball, every kid from that point for the next 20 years used to imagine jumping from the free throw line
right.
and trying to slam dunk the ball.
Yes.
Or laying it in from there.
Yes. Or doing the hand, the
right.
reverse.
Yeah. Or the reverse.
Yeah,
perfect.
Switching the hands. Yeah.
What he did, everyone emulated. This generation, Steph Curry has redefined how basketball is played in this generation, and now kids are just seeing how far back they can throw up a three-point or
making
head
coaches
fake
angry
or anywhere. Head fake it, yeah. drive to the basket, do something crazy underneath the basket, and yeah. shimmy all the way back on defense.
You know what? I didn't want to like this argument because of hype, but I'm not. It's not wrong. Like, yeah, kids. I feel like it's kids are gonna shooting way more threes now. I remember talking to my brother about this. Like, he was like, "Yo, if I'd have seen Steph when I was a kid, oh, I'd have been the coach's nightmare because I'd have just been jacking him up." And I was like, I was already coach's nightmare because I've been jacking him up. That is how I play. That's why I watch him. I was like, I knew this was out there. We had Kendrick spirits, but no, yeah, that's a solid argument.
Yeah, I've seen it. Just yeah. watching my little brothers play high school basketball for the past 4 years. Every team they play, nobody wants to dribble. Nobody wants to drive. Nobody wants to post up.
They're not watching Steph.
Nobody wants to rebound.
Drive.
I'm saying everybody wants the highlight of going off. Everybody wants that Steph game of hitting shots from wherever. It's insane. So, yeah, his impact on how the game is played, especially at a younger level, probably close to the same as Jordan's. And part of that is because of his game. His game, I've said this before, it seems obtainable.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that's troubling because most of the kids don't practice as hard as he is. Yeah. So they just jacking up these bricks. Y'all would hate to coach kids now. I just said my whole team. It's like, ain't nobody playing you jacking up shots like that. You don't work like Steph. You don't get to shoot like Steph.
Mm-mm. One of my favorite commercials of all time, it's for the Curry 3. When he dropped the Curry 3. And it's like, let's make that old.
That is also my favorite thing. Make that old news.
Make that
old.
Oh, man. That commercial, bro.
It does not get the respect that it should, I feel like.
He literally was like, halfway through the commercial, he was like lose the NBA Finals. Now that's new. Mm-hmm. He literally was like, okay, let's make that old.
Yeah.
And like, oh my gosh,
that commercial, I'm glad you said something. That is one of my favorite commercials from sports, like any kind of like athlete, then I feel like it's gonna be forgotten about. But I honestly feel like I have took that motto onto every, like when people are like, oh man, congrats on this, I'm like, my head, like, I gotta make that old news.
Yep.
That commercial is so, man, I'm glad you said that. That's one of my favorite ones, and I feel like it don't get love.
It's in like our, like as we go into pitches and like talk about like stylistically what we resonate with and what we're gonna deliver versus what other people deliver.
Yeah.
That's one of the ones that's like, we deliver like this edgy, like in your face, no apologies vibe.
And also faces your success and your failures.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes it very, man, that was good. That's what's your favorite one? Is it, you know what? I think the reason why it's not,
it's because it's Under Armour.
It's because it's Under Armour. If it was any other brand, like if it was Nike.
If that was a Nike commercial, I still remember LeBron's commercial after the after the free agency when he went to Miami.
I don't remember that.
It was like, what do I do? He was like talking about, like, should I accept my role as the villain? I'm saying if it was Nike or maybe even Adidas.
No, Nike has a cool bra and commercial.
Yeah.
Are you about to hate on Nike's commercials?
No. I'm saying the reason we've forgotten
about
Curry is because it's Under Armour.
Yeah, it's because his shoe sucks.
Yeah. Have you ever been in an Under Armour store?
No.
Yo, I remember
it's a CrossFit store.
Yeah, I went to a Nike store and I was like, I got some shoes. And I was like, you know what? Let me go to this Under Armour. And I went in and I was just like, ugh. Like, even if you worked there, it's like, no one wanted. It was like everybody was like looking down the hall at the Nike store, like, one day we'll be down there. Like, it was just, it felt like it wasn't as good.
Because nothing, and this is my thing with Under Armour, as somebody who's pretty much done with athletics, I'm not looking to go get a pair of
done.
Running shoes.
You can just say done.
No, you're working out every day, bro.
I've got training shoes. I'm saying there's no Under Armour pair of sneakers that I would like pair with jeans. That's the advantage that everybody else has.
Well, they're specifically for doing the sport.
Yeah.
Nike's like, you can wear these with jeans. Anyway, next topic. We're going to keep it in basketball. We're going to talk about Coach of the Year. If you've been paying attention to basketball, the Coach of the Year is here. What is his name? I forgot his name already. Is it Dwayne Casey? Is that his name?
Let me double check the article.
It's the Toronto Raptors coach.
Yeah, Dwayne Casey.
Man, sometimes, listen, people, this is to take a 5 second pause. Just trust your brain sometimes.
You should have said it with confidence. No, I would not have even looked it up.
I don't care if I'm not confident with it. I'm so proud of myself for knowing it. And then so I was just trusting my brain. I was like, Brain, what you got? Brain was like, Dwayne Casey.
We should pump the brakes a little bit since we did choose this topic.
Listen, we did choose it, but if anybody knows me, I have no idea what we're talking about any of the time we're here. So I was very proud of myself.
All right, carry
on. I'm going to have that moment. Anyway, Dwayne Casey wins Coach of the Year.
He's finalist for Coach of the Year.
Finalist for Coach of the Year.
Finalist for Coach
of the Year. He probably should win. He probably will win.
No. Brad Stevens will win.
Yeah, Brad Stevens.
Brad Stevens. Either way, and also Quinn Snyder for the Utah Jazz.
Yeah, they both did. All three of them could win.
Yes.
Not just because they're finalists, just I feel like they have good pedigrees. point is, Dwayne Casey, you know, finals for Coach of the Year. That's amazing. He just got fired.
He got fired.
You know, as a finals for Coach of the Year, gets fired. And apparently, the team that fired him was like, once they got the report, like, oh, this guy's a finals for Coach of the Year, it was like, send a tweet out. Thanks, Dwayne Casey.
Yeah.
Thanks.
So, Hurricane LeBron comes through Toronto. He's fired.
LeBronto.
And then they find out. Then they find out. And they're like, oh, yeah, by the way. Congrats.
Yeah, good job.
On this award.
You did it, Coach.
I really hope he wins.
There's a part of me that really hopes he wins. I mean, he'll have a job next year.
Will he?
The NBA reuses coaches more than probably more than the NFL. But if you look at coaches that get reused and get back into the system, he'll coach again. Somebody who's
wouldn't you take him?
Yeah, he's taking the team to the playoffs. He's an upgrade for most of the teams in the NBA.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think it's like, who had to put send on that thanks? Like, you're a dude who probably saw that dude every day. You probably watched him unload his stuff into a cardboard box the day before, and then you got to put that.
You got to look back.
You guys really want me to put thanks? You guys want? All right. Thanks, Coach.
Oh, not thanks. Congrats.
It did say congrats.
Not even a thank you for what you did.
Congratulations. You don't even congratulate people when they do something well.
What would you have done?
If I'm Dwayne?
If you're the Raptors, do you just leave it alone?
Oh, yeah. I'm acting like that never happened. I'm going to treat him like you ever... was that you I was in the car with? And I thought I saw a girl...
You thought you saw a girl from Bumble.
I thought I saw a girl I matched with on Bumble, and my instinct was to, like, hide. Because I didn't want to...
We're going to go on a tangent. Dead Squirrel Girl. We got to talk about her. David matched with what a lot of people probably think is my perfect woman. She's not. David matched with a girl that was like, hey, this is the internet. I want to sexually attract a potential mate. Here's a picture of me with a dead squirrel.
Yo, like, I'm putting all my cards on the table. This really happened, right? I matched with this girl, and I'm like, yo, that's, like, she was like, she's like, yoga, and like, she was like, cute, and, you know? And I was like, oh, snap, okay, this is cool. And then, like, we were messaging back and forth, and I was like, I want to message, what's up with the phone number, right? Get the phone number, a couple messages. Literally, like, I would say, like, less than 24 hours after the phone number exchange, I'm just like I find her on Facebook, and like one of the first videos is like her and like holding a dead squirrel. It's like, well, I found a dead squirrel, and I was like, oh no.
Yeah, not hunting.
Yeah.
Just found.
She found one.
Like a vulture.
And decided to put it on, and she's holding it, and it's like, maybe she's nursing it back up. No, it's just dead, and she wanted to show people that there was a squirrel that she found. In my head, I'm gonna be real. I have not returned a text. I ghosted her. Like I did. I got out. I got out of there. You can call. You can judge me. Maybe I'm a terrible person.
Nope.
I literally slightly feared for my safety.
I hope you're out there, Dead Squirrel Girl, because I want you to try to redeem yourself in David's eyes.
No, it's okay. We only gonna be friends, if that. God, I love everybody, but Dead Squirrel Girl made me frightened a little bit. So am I wrong for that?
No.
Okay.
No. Moral of the story: don't think. Or don't congratulate people that you fire.
Make that an Instagram story. Don't put that up there. That's still on her wall, probably.
Don't touch it.
Also, I mean, listen.
Don't touch anything dead unless you've killed it or you're trying to help it.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah, those are the only two.
I didn't get it. I couldn't even watch the whole, she might have been trying to help it. I couldn't finish the whole video. No, I was like, ah! Yeah, that squirrel.
If it's dead, she's probably not like a sorceress or anything.
It was tough, yeah. So what would I have done based on how I responded to Dead Squirrel Girl on Bumble? I would have hid. I would have tried to hide. I would have wanted my face not seen. I would have acted like it didn't happen and, you know, just try to go about my life. What would you have done?
I really have no idea. I probably would have just ignored it.
Yeah.
There's no...
I would have had to have asked. ask her, like, what's up with the dead squirrel?
You're more curious than me. I just feel like there's enough
people. She needs
people.
To know. You could have, like...
She does, though, right? I feel bad.
You could
at least
have, like, blessed her for the next guy she matched with. So you could be like, hey...
There's a guy there who's probably like, man, I wish I did meet a girl who was cool with dead squirrels. Like, I don't know what people into. There's, I don't want to tamper with people's personalities and stuff.
There's probably some guy out there that keeps finding dead chipmunks.
Yeah.
And he's like, if only I could find a dead squirrel. And then she's like, I have a dead squirrel.
Yeah.
And then they're going to be happy. Oh, man. Probably taxidermists.
Yeah, she's gonna find a good, handsome taxidermist, and gonna have great lives. And the kids gonna grow up to be taxidermists.
Yeah,
who am I to say?
The Manson family—that's who does this. Guys, you're insane.
No, look, we're not insane. Dead squirrel girl. We are cowards.
There's somebody out there for everyone.
I'm a coward. Big difference. There's no way I'm gonna. I feel bad. And the point, the moral of this is what we're talking about, people. Do not, like, you know, all I think about all the time, I was telling Nate, all I think about all the time after this interaction is there's a girl out there right now who's seemingly normal, right? Holding dead squirrel girl right now, has my phone number. She has access to me at any point in time of the day to just text me whatever her heart desires.
Yep.
And that's why I was like, I gotta stop giving out my phone number.
Whatever links, whatever images.
I mean, anything in the world.
You can block her.
But she still has my number.
She has a number.
That's the thing.
Burner phones.
Yeah, I gotta get a burner phone. I gotta get out of here.
So
that's not sketchy.
Gonna go with the T-Pain system.
Yeah.
Go with the T-Pain system. So yeah. T-Pain gave David his number. Before he did, he goes, What year is this? Okay, so it's this number.
And I was like, it's 18. He's like, oh, okay. And then puts it in my phone.
He put T-Pain 18.
So like, that's in
19
cool.
He's gonna have to get a new phone.
Yeah,
we're gonna see how good he and David are.
Yeah,
when if he gets another text,
hopefully we're good friends.
Hey, this is T-Pain. 19.
Yeah,
19.
T-Pain 19. Just saying, update your phone.
Let's move on.
Yeah, let's keep going.
Topic number 3. Let's talk about hurricanes and liars. So a 25-year-old man posed as a Hurricane Harvey victim. And decided to go relive his high school basketball days. So he's facing charges for coming in to a school saying he's a displaced Hurricane Harvey victim. And then just decides in Dallas Independent School District, he's going to play another few years of basketball at 25. And nobody cared. They let him through. They let him in.
They knew he was 25?
They suspected that his story was a little fishy.
What gave it away? His full-grown beard? The fact that he was going to school with his children?
The principal said he appeared to be 17.
I mean, I ain't gonna lie. Sometimes it's hard to tell. But I saw this dude's picture, and for full context, he's black. And it's probably a prep school, maybe, or something like that. So it's probably like a bunch of white people's like, he looked like he could be 17, 16.
And then here's another thing. He was a good player, but didn't stick out as being completely head and shoulders above everyone else.
Yo, you went back to high school to be average, bro.
To be average.
Yo, you got to kill that hoop dream, bro.
To fit in.
You got to get that. You got to go to the Y, and you just got to turn into the old man that passes the ball around and you know what I mean, knows basketball well. If you go back to high school just to live out a hoop dream, you better be the best hooper of all time. You can't go back there and average 5 points and 2 rebounds a game and be terrible. How you gonna live with yourself?
I don't know.
Go back and you probably averaged more points when you was younger.
Because here's the thing that I found about basketball. I played more games of basketball after I graduated than actually in. So if you just are somebody who loves basketball, you can play as much as you want.
He didn't love the competition.
So yeah, that's...
This other 25-year-old's like, man, you suck. You ain't never gonna run with us. And he's like, I'll find a place. High school. This is the premise of a great movie, though. There's a guy that goes back. It's like Juana Man, but for like teenagers.
Well, this could be, because I don't think Juana Man would roll in 2018. So this is like...
You don't think it holds up?
I don't think that you could put it... I don't think you could make that movie now.
Maybe not.
So I'm saying if you wanted to remake Juana Man, this is the story you need to tell instead of...
What's his angle to, like, because Juana Man, it was like, oh, she can't play...
How old was this guy? Sorry, I missed that.
25.
He should be charged with, like, statutory playing basketball.
Yeah. That's another thing, too. Like, it probably was a girl who was like, man, I was trying to holler at him. And he had to be like, hopefully he was a decent enough person that like girls like thought he was cute.
Yeah, they said he was super nice.
No, I'm saying decent enough to like maybe there was a girl like, oh, he cute. And he's like, no, I can't. I gotta focus on my studies. Or something like, you know what I mean? Like he was decent
You're
enough.
Giving
in that
this guy
regard.
A lot of credit for a guy who thought going back and playing basketball.
I'm sorry, I don't want him to be a pedophile. You know what I mean? Like in this world, I don't want him to be that bad of a person. I wanna be pathetic, but not, you know, pedophile. There's a difference. It's a very, you know, there's a difference. Yeah, shout out to, you know, that coach who definitely knew.
He knew.
That coach definitely knew. But that coach, because he probably came to practice smelling like his, you know, his day job. You know what I mean? Like, he probably came smelling like a warehouse or whatever. Because it's like, how are you earning money?
Well, so.
At 25, you're 25.
Oh, no.
I mean.
What?
What's the look for?
A woman who has a 14-year-old daughter at Hillcrest told NBC5 that they dated.
Oh. So he is trash.
Her daughter
trash.
Told him they kissed but had no other sexual contact.
Nope.
So
nope.
You not only went back to relive just.
Put him
he
in jail.
He is like, you know, it's funny how we like see things differently, right? Because we hear this story and we're like, no. But we watch 21 Jump Street and we're like, oh, okay, that's fine. Jonah Hill can
do it. Trying to find drugs to save people.
Yeah. It's and also Brie Larson's like 30. The fact that they put her in there is like, Brie Larson's 18 in this movie.
Yeah.
No, they didn't. Yeah.
Yo, he said he kissed. Listen, man.
Yeah, this isn't. This is
hashtag
isn't
no R. Kelly's. Come
hashtag
on, bro.
Don't do that, bro.
Hashtag don't do that, bro. Just go take your lumps at the Y like everybody else at 25 who sucks at basketball. Just go be like, maybe that's not your sport. There's so many other things you could be doing at 25 and going back and reliving.
Like, I mean, if that guy said he was 17,
I believe it.
Damon will put a picture up tomorrow.
I believe it. I'm about to say, let's not. That's why I said he probably went to a white school. And listen, white people, you see me do it on stage before. I've literally gone on stage and I tell people, I'll tell people I'm 40. And then the crowd claps. And then I'm just playing. I'm 22. The crowd claps. And then, like, again, playing 30. I could be three different decades to white people. And they all like, we don't know. So I'm like, when I saw that, I was like, yeah, he probably was around. You know, white people who were just like, I don't know, man, black don't crack, and just like let them have it. But it's probably black people like, man, nah, my dad said he used to play with him back in the, you know what I mean? Like, he had to know somebody, man.
It was also probably like, just, I mean, if somebody comes to you with a Hurricane Harvey displacement,
yeah,
you don't.
This is almost like the thing last week on the bonus episode. We were talking about the kid who, the fake cancer. Nobody's going to question that.
You don't want to question that because that feels wrong. To be like, you know what, let me really dig into this supposedly painful
Tell me
past
more about your trauma.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to confirm your trauma. That's something very few schools are going to do, but they may have to do at this point.
Yeah.
Ugh. It's not good. Let's go to the next one. Let's talk a little WNBA. We talk about how petty the regular NBA is, but let's talk about the WNBA. So the Lynx... They won last year.
They did.
I'm not sure if a lot of people know. Minnesota Lynx won the championship.
No one knows.
I do know because Maya Moore plays for the Lynx.
No, did you know that when Atlanta won?
Atlanta never won.
Yeah, they did.
The WNBA team never won. Trust me.
I would have sworn they won like 2 years ago.
They were in the.
They got to the finals.
No one knew that.
I knew this.
Okay, you're the only one.
I follow Angel McCautry. I'm an Atlanta Dream fan. She's the best baller Atlanta's ever seen. I'm one on this podcast, and we should be here at the Dream because she just came back from Europe. Took a year off. I know stuff. Keep going.
So they're playing the Los Angeles Sparks, who said they're not going to come out on the court during the ceremony of giving them rings. They're not going to do that. They're going to stay in the locker room. So the Lynx start playing the ring ceremony video during the Sparks pregame practice. So it's just the Los Angeles Sparks on the court. The lights start flashing. The screen comes up, and it's their celebration of winning the championship. So
was it against the Sparks that they beat them in the championship?
I believe so.
Like, why are they trolling the Sparks so hard?
Probably because they were like, we're not going to be out there.
Yeah, either in the championship or at least the Western Conference playoffs. I'm not sure how the WNBA conferences line up.
Yeah, that's two Western Conference teams, I believe.
So, yeah, I know they met in the playoffs. I believe it was the conference finals that they beat them. And I know it's a rivalry.
Yes.
So
it is a rivalry.
For that to be petty.
If it wasn't, it definitely is now. Yeah, you know what? When I saw that, I was just like, there, no NBA team, nothing's more petty. Like, men aren't this petty. I mean, not we are petty. Let me be very clear. Men are petty. We're not this clever with our petty.
No.
They're petty is like to like time out when to like drop this like oh yeah, okay, that's cool. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about coming out during the thing. Go ahead and do your pregame practice, whatever. Yeah. And then you get out there and then a video plays. That's top down. Or whole organization knew, like, yo, we about to not give a F. Like, we're about to be terrible.
Dude's idea was to use a secret entrance to try to fight people in the locker room.
Yeah.
These guys are like, we're going to play a video of us beating.
Of us beating.
Not only you, but everybody in the league.
Yeah.
Because you said you weren't going to be on the court when we get our rings.
But the interesting thing is, didn't LA beat them, though, in that game? They lost the game afterwards.
I actually didn't look and see.
They lost the game afterwards. So if you're going to do something like that, if you're going to be petty that way, you better win. Because then at the end of the day, it's like, yeah, again, the LA Sparks like, yeah, make that old news. And then they beat you.
What does the NBA have to... sorry. What does the WNBA have to do to be something that people care about?
Lower the goal to 8 or 9 feet. A lot of people going to hate that. I want to see women dunk on a regular basis. I don't think it would change the game that much. I honestly don't think it would change the game that much. If they lowered the goal, I'd be way more interested.
Shot a regular size ball or keep the smaller
keep
ball?
The ball? Keep everything else the same. Just lower the goal. You know what I mean? Because it's not like women aren't athletic. It's just like at 10 feet, it's going to look different. You know what I mean?
Because I had an epiphany, but Nate, I want to...
No, you go ahead with your epiphany.
No, I want you to hear
it. You can't lower the goal. You can't make it like a junior league.
It's not.
You can't make it look... But that's the thing. Like, a rec league goal is at 9 feet or 8.5. Like, you can't...
Yes, you can.
I played on a 9-foot goal in middle school.
What does that have to do with this? You asked me...
That's their... I'm saying the WNBA...
They're still going to shoot... They're still highlighting the shooting skills. The only thing we'll get to see them dunk... Which is what the NBA, like, this is why a lot of people like watching NBA games.
The curse of the WNBA is that the NBA is so athletic and so above the rim.
Which is why I say lower. What are you talking about?
That's going to make it look worse. The WNBA is his best possible product. There's no way to improve this product anymore.
I'm not the only one who said this. What's her name said this? Forgot her name. She's used to Elena Delladone. She said this, one of the WNBA's best players. She was like, yo, let's lower it. Let's see what happens.
I don't know.
You don't even watch WNBA.
I don't, but
I at least watch it. I like to watch it.
Because here's my epiphany.
All right, what you got?
I was sitting there filming out in Dallas this past week, and we had some downtime. And so on multiple TVs, they had the WNBA going, because we're working for a sports network that had all of these different... like cast going on.
Yeah.
So the WNBA was on and the LPGA tour was on.
Okay.
And I'm sitting there watching both things like, oh, like the golf is way more like accessible to the normal fan. Like normal golf people, if they watch the women play, they will actually gain a lot more like knowledge and like probably gleam a lot more about their own personal games because it reflects way more of what normal golfers play. They're not like men are driving the ball 340 yards now. Like most golfers are driving the ball like 280, 290 yards.
Yeah.
You should like, if you watch the women play, I think you could actually help your game a lot more. Same with basketball. If you watch most women teams play, like the way they move the ball, the way they shoot, the way they like roll off of one another, that actually like reflects way more of like what is accessible to the normal person. All that to say, you would be able to tap into this like accessibility a little bit more by saying like, hey, like, I don't know. I don't want to come across as like, oh, they're average, because they're not, but it's way more relatable than male professional athletes of like the PGA Tour.
When I was in high school, one of our coaches, he used to make us watch WNBA games, and it was because he was like, they're doing more of what you're able to do. So like watching this game is going to, and it, I remember me having a greater appreciation for WNBA game because of that. Cause it was like, oh, they're executing things especially when you start watching NBA games and you're just like, oh, these dudes just like, can I be faster than you? And it's like, yeah, that's fine. But like, to see a WNBA game really broken down and like see them execute and like see the level of skill, it's like, oh, that I gained a greater appreciation for it.
If you're on the fence about the WNBA, it's much more like Curry than it is LeBron. It's so much more accessible. If you have kids who like basketball, show them.
I would love to see a WNBA Curry.
But think about it. The WNBA is like four Currys on the court.
Because before Ronda Rousey, I couldn't have cared less about female MMA. But Ronda Rousey shows up, like, I'm gonna watch that fight.
Yeah. Well, she kind of came in like making you watch her. She was like, not only am I the best, but I'm gonna tell you I'm the best. And, you know.
And I feel like we do need that, like, Ronda Rousey of.
There's no villain, is it?
There's not. There's
no WNBA villain.
Because nobody wants to make a villain out of a WNBA player.
No, but that's pretty sure some WNBA players who are like, I'll be the villain, but they don't like.
They are, but the WNBA doesn't think, let's make these women villains, and nobody is going to create a villain out of the WNBA.
Not only is there not a villain, I feel like there's not like a dynasty to hate either.
Yeah.
You know, this, and it's also, that's a product of being like a somewhat younger, like, you know, league or whatever. Like, yeah. It's less than 30 years. So, you know, I think a villain, but I stand by the idea of just lowering, even just doing that for like the All-Star game. Just to like see.
I'm fine with the All-Star game.
Just see what happens. You
don't care.
How are you a WNBA purist? You don't even watch the games.
I bet I would be so much less likely. I do watch the games that they're on.
Do you?
I do.
Okay.
I didn't watch WNBA last year, but that's because my team wasn't. Angel McCautry wasn't there. I like Angel McCautry. She's the best baller Atlanta's ever had.
That's true.
She's the best. She's the realest baller out here.
Whatever. Let's move on.
All right. Next topic. I'll be honest. All I know is it says a White Sox fan down 3 pounds of ice cream. Is that the entirety of the story?
Basically. So the White Sox have one of those, the batting helmet ice cream things.
Yo, we used to get those after games at Dairy Queen, but yeah. They were much smaller.
Okay. That's the thing. The White Sox have released a 3 pound batting helmet with ice cream in it. The ice cream is 3 pounds. The batting helmet is not weight. Okay. And so the local broadcast found a guy who got the 3 pound ice cream helmet, goes back to his seat, and nobody's sitting with him. So this dude, over the course of like an inning, just puts down 3 pounds of ice cream. Hmm. Not three big scoops, not 1 pound. 1 pound of ice cream seems like a lot. 3 pounds of ice cream that got sticky and melted, and he's just throwing it back on a cold, windy Chicago afternoon. It's weird. It's too much ice cream. As somebody who should not be telling anybody how to be nutritious, 3 pounds is too much. I've never had 3 pounds, I don't think, of anything.
That's not true.
In one sitting.
How many pounds is a pint of ice cream?
I have no idea. 3 pounds feels like one of those like buckets. The bucket ice cream.
I just imagine like if it's a helmet size, that's like 2.5. I'm gonna say 2.5 gallons of like Blue Bell, maybe. That's what it feels like. 2.5 gallons of Blue Bell. Dan, what's the numbers on this?
16 ounces is a pint.
16 ounces is a pint? I thought 16 ounces was a pound.
I think that's right.
Yeah, 16 ounces is a pound.
Here's the other thing. They put in like 4 spoons with it.
So it's 3 pints of ice cream.
3 pints?
Yep.
You know, when you say it like that, it's supposed to, obviously supposed to be shared because there's a bunch of other spoons in the picture.
Yeah.
So this dude is just selfish.
It's 12 scoops.
It's 12 scoops?
12 scoops of ice cream.
If you think about that over 9 in the game, it's not that bad. It's terrible, but it's not
going to stay that for 9 innings.
It becomes a milkshake.
Oh, he's a skinny dude.
Yeah, he's a skinny dude. Yeah. He put that away. He's probably a competitive eater. We're watching the video right now, people.
We're watching the video.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He drinks it like a bowl of cereal.
Yeah, my man. This is kind of cool now. At first, I was like, this is whack.
Can I just talk about my bias?
That's almost 3,000 calories.
My prejudice.
Go for it.
I was fully expecting to see, like, there was going to be a 350-pound, 400-pound dude.
No.
And I was just going to judge him.
You were.
And now I, like, really like this guy. Because he's skinny and doing it.
You switched up on him.
God, I'm so prejudiced against fat people.
That was a moment where you were
prejudiced. I hate fat people.
You were prejudiced against fat people there.
This is why I take my Nate Hates all the time.
Oh, this is... Oh, okay. Okay.
Danamide's ongoing battle. Fat people versus outdoorsy people.
Okay, Kanye.
Why didn't he share? There were all those spoons.
There were a lot. It's like 4 or 5 spoons in that helmet.
It's not intended to... First of all, nobody's going to say the real thing. His... Like, everybody's like, oh, this is so cool. 3 hours from that, he is hugging the toilet. He's hugging a toilet.
For sure.
There's no way.
Is there 3 pounds of anything you guys could eat?
Popcorn.
Pistachios.
3 pounds of pistachios.
Yeah, I could.
That's a lot of crap.
Oh, popcorn. Maybe popcorn.
That's a lot of popcorn because popcorn's super light.
Mexican cheese dip.
Mexican cheese dip?
So some queso.
Yeah, I could do 3 pounds of queso.
Man.
That's not even a question in my mind.
Dan is like, in his head, he just challenged himself. He's like, I'll accept my challenge. What about you, Nate? What, 3 pounds?
I don't know. I mean, I've done a couple
chicken
eating
tenders. We
feats.
Know the answer. Chicken tenders. It's definitely chicken tenders.
I ate a small nugget tray one time on a dare. I don't know if that's 3 pounds, but that's a lot of nuggets.
That's like hundreds of nuggets. That's
hundreds. A small of nugget tray. I believe it's 60.
From you when ate 60 nuggets?
From when I worked at Chick-fil-A.
Yo, bro.
It was on the Chick-fil-A near my house. Used to do this all-you-can-eat nugget night. And so me and a few friends went. And it got to the point where, like, they all stopped and my competitiveness kicked in. And then they're like, we want to see Nathan miserableness kicked in. So they were like, you can't do this. And I was like,
phew. So you've always had friends like us.
Yeah. Are we just the first ones to actually care about you?
This is a very natural transition, to be honest, from my high school friends.
We're just the first ones to actually care about you.
Yeah, so.
What better friends?
Did you not ever, like, stop to think, like, oh, there are repercussions for this action?
Oh, no, I did. But I was like, this is super funny in the moment. I was an idiot. I also thought Zack Snyder was artsy. So let's not decision making of early.
What a reference. What a reference.
I remember watching
That's 300. That's a consistent reference.
It's consistent, nerdy.
It's one of the dumbest things. I watched 300 and Watchmen and was like, oh, this is real cinema.
300, I mean, Watchmen was cool.
No, they were cool movies. They're not up there with like.
When did you become snobby?
I'm not saying I'm snobby.
You are snobby. You're comic book, weird movie snobby.
Let's go to the next topic.
Yeah, it's but yet you think, I don't want to get into it.
NBA hopeful Lonnie Walker decided to talk about science, which is just not a thing I think a lot of NBA hopefuls should talk about. Let's just talk about what you're going to do on the court. So he was asked sort of about the Kyrie Irving stuff, and to quote Walker, he said, when you talk about facts and things of that nature, it's amazing to me we've discovered so much about this world, yet we don't know anything about this world.
You don't know anything about this
don't
world.
Know.
Okay. There's no no in the article. Anyway, the earth is not flat, in my opinion, but the earth, on my conspiracy, the earth is definitely an illusion.
Bruh.
The earth is an illusion. So the matrix.
I just say, I love the fact that he was just like, none of this is real, but the real part is it's not flat. Like, I love, yo, you got to be like, it's flat and none of this is real. Like, you can't be both. You can't.
That's a great point.
Yeah, like, none of this is real, except the fact that it's round.
Because it's not that.
Because it's definitely round. It's not flat. I'm no Kyrie Irving. I know the earth is round. Yeah. However, it ain't real, y'all.
This is a poopty scoop take right
here.
This is a poopty scoop take. This only, you have to, like, feel, he's read 3 books that gave him some sort of argument that he feels like he can, like, weigh in with anyone that knows what they're talking about now. And he's like, oh, I'm going to bring this and I'm going to sound extra smart. No, you just sound real dumb.
What is he, when you say stuff's not real, what do you think of yourself? Are you not real?
Right. He's basically suggesting that, like, we create our own realities. Like, all of these things are... There's a famous talk by a very famous psychologist about how, like, we kind of, like, what we perceive is just all self-realization. Okay. And we create our own reality, basically.
Okay. However...
So...
The thing
David,
about
I've
being a human being.
Nate,
about being a
I don't know
human
how
is,
I created you.
I don't know how I created you. Why would I create me? Why would I have chosen this? Why would I have done that?
That's not exactly. That's also an excellent point. If that's true, then a lot of people are out here just like wasting it. They're just wasting their time, efforts, all of that stuff. What do they? That's such a thing that you can only think to yourself. When you think that way, you're like, clearly no one else is trying. I'm the only one out here creating. That's how you have to walk around thinking. Like, I'm
not even trying. I'm
not even trying.
I'm an NBA hopeful.
Yeah.
He's working at Baskin Robbins.
Right. Also, he's not even NBA, is he?
Well, and that's the Kanye thing, right? It's like, you got to free your mind, man. You're a slave to... Can I just say, like, okay, take all the crazy off the table.
Yes.
Saying this stupid shit is only hurts his wallet. Like... Okay, in your made-up world, you still need to make made-up money.
Gotta make made-up money that we've
and
all agreed
now
on.
Now no one is going to, like, endorse you and be like, oh, you know what? He's going to be, like, going forward, a sane person.
So is he, like, a rookie? He's about to be a rookie?
Yeah. He just got drafted.
So, wait, he's about to get drafted.
He Yes.
Yeah, he's in
he'll be in the combine.
He's from Miami. What? He's going into the combine. He's going
to
be a draft.
Where do you go to school?
Miami.
Oh, this makes perfect sense. That's some Florida stuff. All right. We should have led with that. He's in Florida. He's he's had a Florida education.
See, to me, if you live in Florida, why would you create that?
Yeah.
If anything, if you live in Florida, you'd be like, man, I hope my mind did not come up
with Florida
dragons that live in the water that have something called a death roll with mosquitoes the size of my hand and just swamp jungles everywhere. Florida is as real as it gets, and it's hell.
Yeah, no one created Florida with their mind.
No.
No, Florida. Florida, at best, Florida was something that, like, God created, and then he said, all right, I'm not going to finish it. I'm going to let somebody else design it. He, like, stepped away, and then humans took it over and was like, we got this God, and then did it. That's the best way to describe Florida.
Yeah.
It's like it has not been touched by the divine. God's hand has been removed from Florida. That's the best way.
It's America's unfinished basement.
Yeah, it is. It needs to be removed from America.
You look at it and you're like, man, if we put up some drywall, maybe
I'd much rather have
an AC down here, but
yeah, I'd much rather have Nova Scotia or some Canadian province.
Yeah.
Than Florida.
Fort Lauderdale is sweet.
You keep saying this, and I'm not gonna buy that. I can't. You can't save the whole place.
The nicest place in Florida I've been is Naples,
mm-hmm.
and that's at the very end.
None of them,
like, it's basically places, Cuba.
None of these places are nice enough to keep. We gotta get rid of all of it.
And like Clearwater or Colorado, whatever. There's some nice places in Florida.
I mean it's near water. It can't all be bad. Sure,
SeaWorld was
cool, but it's not worth saving. We gotta get rid of it. It's not worth saving.
Don't worry. Eventually, will flood.
It should. Guy, what'd you say? Is that your joke? Guy keeps trying to take Florida out?
No, Andrew George.
Andrew George?
God sends hurricanes to Florida to try to take him out. Yeah. God has a whole season designed to take Florida out.
That's pretty good.
It's not. I wish I had that joke.
Oh, okay. My bad. I try to give you a good one. It's not yours. Next topic. We're going to talk about the NFL. So apparently there's a floating around this idea of every time, I guess, when players kneel, if they kneel for the game,
yeah,
you're gonna give them 15-yard penalty for kneeling.
So the owners' meetings are happening, and they're talking about the anthem protests, as they put it, and they floated around the idea of letting the home team decide if you can kneel or not, and if the home team says you can't kneel, and somebody kneels, it's a 15-yard penalty to start the game.
Boy,
so personal foul, freedom of speech. 15 yards will be assessed on the kickoff.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same penalty as if you attack somebody's brain. That's 15 yards as well. Yeah. It was from the Twitter that I saw, thoroughly bashed and told how dumb it is. But I don't know if any of the NFL owners know about Twitter. So there's a very good chance none of those reactions get to them.
So they're basically trying to say, like, I guess the idea of the penalty is, like, if you're hurting the team, if you do this, this is the owners, like, you're going to hurt the team.
I guess.
This. Meanwhile, they're like, concussions? What concussions? You know what I mean? Like, also, I hope they do this. I hope this becomes a real rule, 15-yard penalty. This is my, if I get one wish this whole year, is that they do this. And I hope both teams decide we both go kneel. And then it's just like everybody lose 15 yards all the time. And then everybody just puts a big middle finger to the owner's box because it's the stupidest thing I've ever heard of.
So now that you've said that, the idea that popped in my head, mm-hmm. I would guess most players don't like the kickoff anyway.
Yeah.
15-yard penalty, that's a touchback. So if everybody does that, that gets rid of the kickoff, which a lot of players want to do anyway.
This is true.
So the NFL is giving players
a loophole. It's just a bunch of rich people with terrible ideas, which is how most things work.
It is.
Rich people with terrible ideas. This is, Dan, what you got on this?
I really want to stir the pot somehow, because this is boring. This is like,
it is a boring
topic. I agree, it's stupid. But it really is pretty cut and dry.
It is cut, yeah.
This is what happens when you have an echo chamber.
Yeah.
Put a bunch of people, they think all the same way in the same room. You're like, I have an idea.
What? So was this presented by an owner?
I don't exactly know how it was presented, but it had to have been. If the owners are the ones that are in this brainstorming session trying to get rid of this protest, which to me is already an issue. If you're trying to get rid of it by punishing it, that to me is the issue. Get rid of it by fixing it.
Yeah.
That would be a thing that
could be, you know,
but I don't know.
That's too much work.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work to
reset. You want a bunch of super rich white dudes to try to fix racism and police? They don't even know how to get in that game. They have no idea. They're like, look, it's much easier to control this football game. That's too much work.
I don't get it. We can move on. There's not much.
I just keep picturing burgers right now. I can't really think about anything.
Dan's
else.
Out here famished.
I want to know what the penalty is called. I want to see the flag come out.
What does Ed Hockley's have to motion?
Peaceful protest. Yes. 15 yards. The NFL.
What does that look like?
Does he take a knee while he like singles the penalty?
That may be it. That may
with
be the motion.
Two peace signs because it's peaceful.
Two peace signs.
Like very Nixon-esque. Yep. Very Nixon-esque, just two peace signs. That'd be fun.
I'm only going to let white referees call the foul, too. Like, you can't. They're going to have zero black NFL officials by the end of the year.
I ain't doing that. I ain't doing that.
They'd be like, I didn't see anything, coach.
You saw Neil? I ain't seen nobody Neil.
I don't know. We're going to have to. They have to review it to see if a guy's knee actually touches the ground.
Again, all this is happening. And they're like, concussions? What concussions? Nobody has brain injuries in our sport. We're very safe. We care about our players. There's beating just... women? Who did that?
What?
We love women here. We wear pink gloves every,
Yeah.
When it's time to wear pink gloves. It's very stupid.
It's so dumb. The NFL is ridiculous.
Be better.
It's such a good product.
Will you ever boycott it? Do you hate it that much?
I'll be completely honest. I don't. The product is so good and so ingrained in my life, especially during football season. I don't know what it would take for me to boycott it. I really don't. That's with a lot of sports. But also, I'm not a boycott guy.
Yeah. I mean, listen.
There's a lot of businesses that I probably disagree with.
There's a lot of stuff. I will say this. I can only speak personally. I don't know if I mentioned on the podcast. But like, when, you know, we're talking about like stuff like this. I clearly support what the players are against and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I remember thinking like, would I kneel? You know what I mean? And then I don't know if we talked on the podcast. When we did the first pitch and like... And I was like, yo, because I was with one of my friends came, and she didn't stand for the national anthem. And I didn't see her not stand, but like she was like, I'm not standing for the national anthem. And I remember being in that field like, no. I was like, because I started thinking about where I was, how far away I was from everything. And I was like, and that's where I gained a whole little bigger appreciation for people that kneel. Because here I was having no outcome on anything. No one cared.
Georgia.
And I was like, I am way too far away from Atlanta. There was somebody who had the American flag on the back of the John Deere thing. Everybody was crying. There was little kids singing the national anthem. And I was like, you will not kneel. Now, can I pick an easier game than not kneel?
Yeah.
I'd love to not kneel at a basketball game. That'd be much easier. Not kneeling at a minor league baseball game in Lawrenceville, Georgia, very difficult. I didn't do it, people. I was looking around like, this ain't my fight right now.
It would have been easier if we had gotten a bad anthem, too. If we had gotten like a Roseanne Barr anthem.
Yeah, I was like, I'm kneeling on this anthem because of the way they sung it. Yeah.
But no, bunch of little kids, little patriotic.
I really didn't think about it when that happened. I was like, because you never think you're going to run into a national anthem. It's, you know what I'm saying? As all this is going on, I was like, man, good for you. I remember because we discussed it so many times on the podcast
about
the national anthem. And it's easy to say stuff because when the last time you've seen a national anthem? Exactly. So it's very easy to talk about. But at the moment, I was like, this is a real national anthem. I am in the middle of the conversation right now. And I was like, you know what? Not today. Not today. I was like, I don't know if I feel like a coward or like I just was. That was going to be my real stance. But I was just like, I had things to think about. That's all I'll say. I had things to think about. And I was like, you know what? Not today. Not today.
Yeah, the last time I had heard the national anthem was the national championship game when Donald Trump forgot the words.
Oh, you should have. I would have nailed that one. I probably would have nailed that one.
Do they not play it at Atlanta United games, or do you show up after?
I haven't been to a Atlanta United match this year.
Oh wow!
Mm-hmm. Okay. I watch them on TV. I have a baby.
He has a baby.
That's a lot. There's a lot going on. My bad. I mean, I don't want to.
Forgot
really
about a whole child.
I didn't forget about Jace.
You forgot about a whole. There's so many toys here. He just got toys. Just because
little jumper
whole
that.
Life changed and you just happen to forget it.
I hang from that swing.
Yeah. What do you think is happening here?
It's Dan's leg day. He gets in the little Peter Pan jumper.
Man, this whole house just got baby stuff everywhere.
Just goes crazy.
All right.
Let's move on.
What's next? Is it time? Is it that time?
It's that time.
Is it that time? Is it time for your grandma's absolute favorite topic? Let's do it. Nate Hayes. Nate, what you ate on this week?
Let's do it. Let's talk about a type of movement. And I would say a vehicle to get from point A to point B that is just, it'd be okay if it died. It'd be okay if parkour just went away.
Oh, parkour.
Parkour. Let me just say this. If you're not in a movie, don't do parkour. Parkour is okay in movies. James Bond did it the best in Casino Royale. After that, it should have died. The opening scene in Casino Royale.
I was trying to see if it was the best.
He's chasing best parkour scene I could think of. Just let it die. Stop doing it. You're not cool. If you're a parkour guy and that's what your identity is based around, you need to find other hobbies. You really do. Because I really don't care if you can do a gainer off of a wall. Nobody cares.
Did you look that up? A gainer.
That's something I've heard them yell.
Well, you're around too many people to do parkour.
A gainer is a backflip going forward.
Why don't y'all just know this?
Because I went to the pool growing up and...
That didn't help me understand anything. I was around a pool.
You went off a diving board and you're like, you do backflips and front flips and then eventually
gainer.
You do...
I'm sorry.
Gainer.
Backflip, front...
I don't... Yo, keep going. I just live a different life, bro.
I think that...
That's really funny. You don't know what a gainer is.
I have no idea. I never heard that
word. I refuse to get made fun of for knowing what a gainer
is. No, I'm not making fun. I'm literally just pointing out another difference that we have on this podcast where I'm like... We live in a different world. I've never heard that phrase, that word. I've never heard those words put together.
When I worked at summer camp and I had to lifeguard the big dock, kids would run up and they'd be like, they'd yell gainer as they jumped off. They didn't do one. They just thought that was the thing to yell. So just a little gainer. And then they just hit the water face first. I was like, all right.
I need Damon here for this. This is, I'm the understand how, I know he don't know what a gainer is.
I just think the whole parkour community should disappear. Just go. Just go. There's nothing, you don't contribute anything to society. I want us to take a year, and anytime we see a parkour guy, just grease up everything around you. Just do that. And I bet within 6 months, the community will decrease. Therefore, the people that are part of that community will stop being, I'm not saying you have to die. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying I want all parkour guys to just explode. I'm not saying that. Why would I say that? That's a ridiculous thing to say. I want them to be hurt so much doing this that they stop for health reasons. That's all I'm saying. It's not a valuable skill. It's just not. You bring nothing to the table. You don't pay taxes with parkour. So just stop doing
it. They do pay taxes. I know a guy who's literally a millionaire for doing parkour.
How?
Did he do it in movies?
Huh? Yes, he does it in movies.
Okay. There is an acceptable reason to be doing parkour if you are acting.
But you can't just like one day decide like I'm gonna do this in movies. It's like he is in movies because he did it before he was in movies.
Look, there's reasons to do it, but not as a hobby. It can't just be an identity thing. That's what I'm sick. That's like saying
don't do stand up comedy as an identity.
It's not similar. We're not gonna compare parkour to stand up comedy.
You're not paying taxes with stand up comedy.
We're not yet.
Well, but you're gonna try to get somewhere, right?
How many parkour guys are in the movie industry?
I don't know.
Probably like, four.
No, probably like
I would guess there's 200, a two guys,
300.
It's two guys from James Bond and the one guy that does the stunts in Kingsman. There's only three parkour people in the film community.
You don't look at that stuff and like, that's super cool. I wish I could do that.
No, I look at it and I'm like, man, how douchey did you have to be to accomplish that?
No, you're just jealous.
How ridiculous.
You're just jealous because you can't do it.
Oh, no, that's not it at all.
Yes, it is.
The fact it's that you guys keep bringing up that point, it's not because I've seen it. I've seen it and I'm like, I never care that you can run up a wall.
I don't care. Here's why I don't believe you.
I don't care that you can pummel horse across a fence.
At first I was like, Nate, parkour is stupid. And I was, but then when you start saying, I never wanted to do that, which means that you have bought a Batman outfit and just want to walk around in it.
Batman doesn't parkour. Never,
but he jumps off of stuff.
It's Batman has a grappling hook. A grappling hook is not the same as parkour.
What I'm saying, or Star-Lord. Like, they all run and jump.
It's not parkour.
What else do you... What I'm saying
is... Athleticism
in motion.
Athleticism in motion is fine. But
the parkour
stuff...
You just want to walk around in
the spinning... The spinning... Because the idea of parkour is to get there in the most creative way as possible.
Right.
Which is usually the loudest, most obnoxious way possible.
See, this is the thing. Is you don't like people that get attention.
Oh, no, that's not it. I get on stage.
Exactly, Nate. This is why I think it's ridiculous that
how you get attention.
No, you hate dudes with washboard abs jumping up, like running up a building, getting attention from women that you wish you had attention from. The end.
I don't think that's the thing because there's plenty of guys out there with washboard abs.
Why do you hate parkour right now?
Because it's dumb.
No, why did you decide to hate parkour tonight?
Because it's annoying.
Nope. I'm gonna ask you one more time.
He saw someone parkouring.
I saw somebody parkouring
and it upset you
3 weeks ago. I was rewatching The Office and they had the episode on parkour and I was like, I forgot how big of a fad this was. And I also forgot how dumb it was. And those are the kind of people that I want to get rid of.
It's also something that, like, Red Bull has a worldwide competition for parkour.
That's fine.
They also, Red Bull also launches, like, ridiculous airplanes off of a hot thing into water,
which is also really entertaining.
Red Bull also markets their drinks to help your dog have sex. I'm not doing a lot of stuff Red Bull is doing.
We're not watching the same commercials. Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know why YouTube's sending you that
commercial. Yeah, there's a commercial.
We're not on the same internet, bro.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it freaks me out. I was like, I don't think that's a good marketing
strategy.
They're
putting Red Bull in the dog bowl.
Here's the point. Is I don't disagree that there's a level of douchiness in parkour. Okay. That is like akin to fratness. Frats being a frat star, yes, in parkour, I feel like they kind of go hand in hand a little, yeah, bit. That being said, I'll admit wholeheartedly that I watch what they do and I'm like, that's effing cool. Like the same dudes that like climb the tallest skyscraper in the world and like do that stuff, like I'm like, that is amazing to me that you're willing to like run on top of this building and jump like 20 feet to the next building and risk your life to do that. I won't do it because I can't do it, and I am jealous of your ability to do it. Now, you may be a giant douche in doing so, but that's like any athlete in the world that does something I think is cool. Is there's probably a level of douchiness that they know that they can do something that the rest of the world can't. And the fact that you hate people for being confident is one more reason, Nate, that you just need to man the F up, let your balls drop a little bit, and admit that like you can't do something and you wish you could.
Oh no, I don't want to do parkour.
Yeah, but because you can't do it, that's why.
No, that's not it at all. It's like, there's so much stuff
I can't
do.
It's like you telling me that you wish you can't wear sandals on the beach. Like, yes, anybody that could wear sandals on the beach would want to. You just choose not to because you're embarrassed by your toe.
I can't speak Spanish. That doesn't mean I hate everybody that speaks Spanish.
I don't know. That's funny. Like you said, a lot of stuff about Mexican people in the car.
I'm not good with learning languages. That doesn't mean I hate people that are bilingual.
You think they show off though.
No. Okay. I've never thought that.
But you hate confident people that do confident things that get attention.
There's plenty of confident people that I like.
You hate, this is like one more thing that you don't like. Like you hate Jeeps because it's like flashy and people like, it's this whole subculture that you're like, you don't get, but that you're like,
it's Salt Life Jeeps.
We all
know the Salt Life guy. That's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
Nobody likes him.
I think he's fine. Let him live his life, Nate.
No, I'm not saying you can't live your life like that.
You just said you want them
I'm
to
saying
be hurt.
I don't like it. Doing parkour, yeah, I think that would shut it down. I think that would shut down parkour. If we just collectively as cities just greased up everything. Just go Philly after they win. Just grease up everything.
So ridiculous.
And then I don't have to hear a guy say, on your left, when I'm at the zoo. Then I don't have to do that as I'm walking around with a toddler and he tries
Somebody did parkour at the zoo.
Yeah, he tried to juke stick me heading to the Lions. I was like, get out of here, man. You paid $20 to get in here.
That's hilarious.
I hope you fall into an enclosure. I really do. You're going to parkour at the zoo.
I don't understand your level of hate, because for me it's like, okay, fine. There's a level of douchiness. Let them jump off the buildings and I can actually admit that it's cool. But the only reason that you would have so much anger is if you seek. The only reason I hate Alabama so much is because I wish I was Alabama in football.
That's one of the realest things I've ever heard in my life.
Like,
man,
the only reason you hate something so vehemently is because you're jealous of it. That's the only reason you can do it.
It's not, though.
Need to admit that. For your own healing.
It's not.
Dan's out here helping you, dog.
I understand. Dan has a theory. The theory doesn't
disprove my theory.
I don't like Jeeps. I don't like parkour. It's not because I can't parkour, and it's not because I can't drive a Jeep. It's because
you can't drive a car, period, which is
reality. Well, I can. I have the ability and the knowledge. I just don't have one.
You can't parallel park.
I've parallel parked. True. I can't parallel park well.
That's very true.
I've parallel parked plenty of times.
We digress. Nate.
I'm just saying that the theory that if I hate something, it's because I can't do it, is just, it's fundamentally flawed.
You hate that someone can do something that gets females' attention, and whatever that thing is, you're like, that's a bad reason for you to like that guy, so I hate it.
Dan's making a good point.
That's maybe the closest you've been to the truth.
I've said the same thing 14 different ways for the last 20 minutes.
But it's
and
not,
it's all the same
so
thing.
It's one of those. Let me ask you this. Let's say hypothetical. Like, who's the dream? Who's that girl you said was on Fallon that you like?
Oh, Amelia Clark.
Khaleesi.
Of Dragons.
I'll never know this. I'll never remember her name. If Khaleesi rifle air. Like, I know without a shadow of a doubt the man that I married will do parkour. Nothing in you would say I gotta work.
No, I would be so disappointed in her. I'd be like, man, you're
not
who I thought you were.
It's the same thing as comedy. Of like me be sitting here like I can't do comedy and like wishing like there's some girl out there who like fanboys or fangirls on comedy dudes and being like that's such a dumb reason because he gets up on stage and thinks he's funny. Like why is that a qualifier for
we'll cross that bridge when we meet a fangirl.
As comedians, we're way more narcissistic than parkour people.
Oh, I don't think that at all.
Oh, you realize comedians are the most douchey dude.
We literally say, hey, crowd of people, I'm important right now.
Yeah.
Like,
but a crowd of people that came for that.
You should pay to see me. Because I'm great.
Yeah, but a crowd of parkour, people that pursued that.
You can just do parkour while going to
you
work.
You pursued it.
Stuff.
You're pursuing comedy.
I didn't pursue, but
everything
I'm not
that you're
saying
you should hate parkour
Nate says
other
comedy
than.
Comedy Life didn't choose him. He chose a comedy life.
And that whatever parkour guy is out there, he's like on some like.
I'm saying it
rings.
Would be douchey if I was like, I'm going to take this very loud thing with me wherever I go in public. On my way to work, I'm going to do stand-up comedy.
You have a T-shirt with your
on the
face
bus
on it
that I don't wear.
But you had the audacity to put your face on a T-shirt.
It's a cartoon face, and it's with two other people. So,
all
right. I'm just saying.
You proved my point.
The idea, the comparing parkour to comedy would literally be me walking around with a boombox of my jokes, playing it out loud in public to people who really didn't want it.
But the thing is, the thing about parkour, real quick though, is that like if I'm walking in the street and somebody does parkour around me, it don't bother me because they not touching me. They not like I just. It's almost like
and people are making a living off of
it. It's like you getting mad at your own Instagram account.
Yeah, like there's like
you just not pay attention to
like,
it.
There's hundreds of YouTube channels with millions of subscribers who all they want to do is watch parkour videos.
And you think all those people are dumb?
Yeah. Yeah.
You'll never be free.
You want to argue about the trueness of a comic movie.
Yeah.
God, you're so dumb.
I'm not saying one's more important than the other.
Right now, you are literally the dumbest person I've ever met.
I never said one was more important than the other. Comic books.
Judge one, and not the other.
I just
want
to say, this Nate Hate is, I'm going to call this Dan comeback season. Because Dan's like, I had about enough of you.
That's probably a good way to put it. Comic books are as important to life as parkour. Let's just say that. They're on the same level of importance, of impact, on douchiness, of knowledge.
And yet you hate one and not the other.
Yeah. That's how it works.
No. Now I know why you're single. Let's carry on.
I look like that's the
it
thing.
It took you this long to figure that out.
I mean, he had some redeeming qualities until he became the dumbest person I know.
Nate, man. Again, man, you be that selective confidence. Rears its ugly head again.
Look, I've seen parkour. I've almost been run over by it a handful of times.
Run over by it?
Why are you around so much parkour?
It just happens.
Yeah, people are just like parkour people are just attracted to
you.
It's
weird.
It was at summer camp.
It might do you some good to like do some parkour.
You should do some parkour. I challenge you to parkour it.
That's not a thing. And it's not going to happen.
It sounded cool.
You may as well challenge me to a nose ring. Like, it's just, it's dumb. It's
I challenge
not,
you
no,
to
it's
because
you
ring.
Can't do it.
I can have a nose ring.
No,
you think
you
can parkour? You think you can parkour better than me?
No, I can't parkour better than anybody, and that's fine. You know what else I can't do? I can't fly a plane. Does that mean that I walk around hating pilots?
No, it's completely different.
Why is that different?
Because you got on a podcast and spent 30 minutes explaining why you hate something, but never gave a real reason why it's not worthy.
Because it's dumb and douchey, and I don't like it. This is a whole segment about things I don't like.
That's probably your only fair point of this.
This is true. This is how we got here. You let them hate on things. We're just curious as to why you
hate
them.
Wait, we want real, like real hate, like reasonable hate, logical hate.
This is reasonable. It's stupid.
All right, what's next?
I don't even know. Let me look it up.
After the A's, we got.
We're going to talk about the Braves.
We're talking about something local. It's not local.
It's
national
not local.
Story.
They're the
it
best,
is local because we're here.
They're the best team in the National League. This is nothing local.
It's
this
a very
is
weak
eight.
National League.
This
they won't be after tonight.
An international baseball story. the Atlanta Braves.
There you go, doing that thing where like you make stuff more than it. It's a local story.
It's not local.
It is.
It's not. It's baseball centric, but it's not local. When you're the best team in the National League, that's not a local story. That is a National League story.
It is in May.
Okay, let's just talk about
baseball. Doesn't matter.
Let's just talk about, for the people who don't follow sports, the Braves right now, the baby Braves, youngest team in baseball, yes. Top of the National League, surprising everybody, coming out of nowhere. They have two of the youngest players that are the most dynamic players. They have two, three young pitchers, a couple bullpen guys who are coming up, all super, super young. Really fun to be a Braves fan for the first time in 3 years. And so we're here now. We're enjoying some baseball here in Atlanta. And now ESPN and other people are talking about us. And it's fun. It's really fun, to borrow Nate's favorite word.
Yes.
But apparently Nate got a little offended. He got in his feelings.
He did.
Because there was an article written by Deadspin that said, you know, Jose Bautista can't even play third base for the Braves.
And he got
what has happened for his career.
And
to
Nate,
his career. And Nate,
I can see when you tweet
parkouring
it,
like, all over this topic.
Can I be honest? Like, yeah, there are certain tweets that you have. I'm like, he's probably somewhere red faced, just so upset with the whole internet. And I just want to tell him, hey, relax. It's not real.
So tell us why you're so offended by, an MVP candidate at one time, perennial all-star, getting cut by the Braves, and him making a comment like, oh, apparently his career's over.
Because the comment wasn't the career's over. The comment is Jose Bautista is so bad, he can't even play for the Braves. Ooh. And the problem is with that, it's the laziest possible headline.
No, I think it also speaks to the idea, this thing that you think that most sports like commentators or whatever are against Atlanta.
It's not against Atlanta. It's just you ignore Atlanta. And this is another thing of just, oh, well, the past 5 years, Atlanta's been bad. So I'm assuming they're still bad now. Why would I put forth any effort to just Google National League standings and see that they're on top? But why? But you're a professional. You're a professional sports commentator or potentially sports journalist. I don't know who wrote the article. I don't know what you are. I don't know where you classify yourself as a commentator, journalist, whatever. It was so lazy to say that somebody is at a low point in their career because the best team cut them.
Why does that hurt you so much?
Because I like the Braves.
Yeah, but like why it hurt you? Like I could tell when you tweeted it.
It just do it your research.
It made you upset.
Because you're fine to do your research for every other team. Anywhere else, if Jose Bautista got cut by the Dodgers or the Cubs, they would look up, or the Cardinals.
You know why they wouldn't say that about the Dodgers or the Cubs? Because both those teams made the playoffs last year.
It's not, but it's not about what happened last year.
You think
this year the Braves are the best team in the National League as we're speaking?
My point about this to you is the fact that you have this thing where you think everybody, you should wear Atlanta versus everybody shirts, because that is how you view how you think SportsCenter is against. Atlanta franchises. You really think that everybody's against Atlanta franchise?
It's not an against. It's a dismissal. That's what it is. It's a complete dismissal of Atlanta sports.
It's not as lazy as you think it is, because right now we have Camargo or Flaherty playing third.
Yeah.
Yes. Who are they?
Both batting 209, exactly. 200, nothing special. Like decent players, but they both won't be the long-term third baseman for Atlanta.
Right.
So the statement is actually fairly accurate, like Jose Bautista can't even play third these two kind of like utility infielders who are going to fill in.
But he didn't say that. It said the Braves is a franchise. Jose Bautista can't even play on the Braves roster. Instead of saying Jose Bautista can't even beat out a guy batting 209.
Well, maybe did you read the whole article?
No, I didn't read the whole article.
What if in the article they were like, they have two players who are hitting 200?
Because the headline was so lazy. What's the point of the article? If your headline's going to be that terrible and that lazy, why would I put forth any more? You didn't even put forth effort into writing it. Why would I put forth effort into reading it? Why would I do that?
Nate.
Why would I reward your laziness?
You're so angry.
Because
we're spending longer than it would have taken to read the article.
Could have read the article.
And someone's going to fact check you. They are going to go read the article.
Go for it.
And then they're going to say, maybe what I just told you is a fair argument. Mm-hmm. And
he was hitting, what, 166?
Why do you think Atlanta...
Yes.
I want to get to a more, for our listeners, a more general conversation. Why do you think people are dismiss Atlanta?
Because so ESPN, the mainstream media. Oh God! No, I'm not going to use that term.
But you, but
I'm saying about like this. the big guys, the big guns in the sports.
Just say mainstream media because that's what you want to say.
The mainstream media.
Yes.
What they've done is they take these certain cities and they either label them lovable losers or title town, and then everything in between is completely dismissed. But also, if you're not one of those select few that are lovable losers, you're never reported on. And when you have success, you don't get any credit for it because you're not one of the big
guys. That's not true.
So when Atlanta has any sort of success, the idea is, oh my gosh, this is so shocking. It's similar to when the Falcons had their Super Bowl run a couple years ago. Okay, Matt Ryan had better stats than any quarterback in the NFL. And ESPN was talking about Brady versus Rodgers for the MVP.
Why wouldn't it?
Matt Ryan won the MVP. Why did he lose your mind about? He won
the MVP, but I'm saying because the idea that there's no way Matt Ryan's winning. He's from Atlanta. We don't report on Atlanta.
Because you have a guy who has, five Super Bowls and another guy who arguably is the best all-around quarterback.
But I'm saying because they don't want to.
And Matt Ryan.
But they don't want to put in the research to go, oh, you know what? Matt Ryan
is not as compelling.
Man, Matt Ryan has better stats than both of these guys.
He's not
playing for a more successful team than both of these guys. But let's not report on that. Same thing with this. It's just—it's
not the sexy pick, man. Ryan's not the sexy pick.
It's a late. Anytime
Matt Ryan
Atlanta,
looks like a successful tall banker.
Anytime Atlanta is reported on, it's lazy
also
journalism.
Like the owner of a comedy club.
That's dismissive.
That's not true.
Yeah,
Atlanta needs to win.
It has to win,
and
especially
then they will
in
be
baseball.
Talked about differently. Especially the Braves. The Braves went through 5 years where they were talked about like they were unbeatable when they actually only won one World Series and they should have won multiple.
Right.
So we are the lovable losers. We underperform and have on a consistent basis.
To your point about how they don't, if you're not in that category, they don't care about you. I disagree. I feel like last year, the media, I think they definitely latched on to Houston. Because Houston's not one of these title town cities, and they weren't, and they did lose for a while. But when they started winning, and they proved it over a while, then they were like, oh, we're on board with this. And I think that's going
to
happen on that.
And that happened to Georgia last year. Like
exactly.
Georgia is the perennial, like, underachiever every single year. And last year, like Damon
Danny Cannell?
No, he played at Michigan. He's on College Game Day.
Desmond Howard
picked Georgia from the beginning, and then by the midseason everyone's like, this is for real.
Yeah.
Like, and so if you're for real, people will recognize
right.
that.
And it's early in the baseball season. Like, we keep saying they're good. I'm not saying the record shows clearly they're doing something right, but like we're not even halfway through the season.
Right. We need to talk about this.
There's 160 games.
I understand that. But
so, like, yes, but Jose Bautista not making it on the Braves means something because they've yet to prove that they're worth it yet. They're good.
I understand that.
But there's two players that are hitting 200, and he couldn't beat that out.
Right. But that's more on him than it is the Braves as an organization. But you took a shot at the Braves organization.
That's how you're interpreting it. You're interpreting. You don't know. You didn't read the article, so you literally can't say. You don't know if.
No,
you don't know if the first thing.
He's taking a shot at Jose Bautista. Like,
right.
This was your last ditch effort, and apparently you can't even make it there. He's saying your career's over.
Right, because the Braves cut you. If the Braves cut you, well, that's the last plane.
Here's why,
the last bus.
And until you read the article, you can't say what it meant because it literally the first line could be like.
But you also can't fight for the article. Did you read it?
No, I'm saying, but you're saying there's no way that that's a thing, and I'm saying we don't know. You're not able to say we don't know. You're unable to say we don't know, and I am. I didn't read it, but I know that it could be out there. You gonna read it?
I'm gonna read it. I'm gonna read it during our next topic.
I just don't like. You and this Atlanta versus everybody thing is hilarious, and then you'll like hate on other cities' teams who are like whose fans do show up. And who like play a bigger role? You do this thing, and it's so frustrating for me.
It's jealousy.
It's jealousy.
You can't admit.
It's jealousy.
He's jealous of Tom Brady. He's jealous of parkour. Gosh. He's jealous of my Jeep.
Yeah. You want this?
You've hated on other things I can't think of right now. That are very me.
It is rooted in jealousy.
You're just jealous of me.
Did he? Yeah, just to make you jealous of Dan.
I love Dan.
And that's why you're jealous of him. He didn't say no, people. He didn't say no. All right. We're going to move on.
Let's move on. What's the last,
on from last topic? All right. This is just good old-fashioned barbershop talk, but not any sport that we care about. Talking about Sylvester Stallone and Hulk Hogan. Apparently, Stallone's wife said that Stallone could knock out Hulk Hogan And we're just gonna throw it out there like it's a barbershop. Who's winning a fight, Sylvester Stallone or Hulk Hogan? Or who do you pick? So answer that question first. Sylvester Stallone, Hulk Hogan, who you win knockout? And then answer, what other like action star do you think, like you put them in a battle royale in the ring, is coming out on top? Nate, go first. Hulk Hogan, Sylvester Stallone.
I got to go with history on this one.
Okay.
We've seen this fight before, and Hulk Hogan as Thunderlips beat Rocky.
I don't know. That was his name. I don't like that. I feel very uncomfortable.
So to me, if I'm looking at two guys fighting, I've seen this fight before. One guy won. I have no new information other than they've both aged. I'm going with Hulkamania for this one.
That's such a dumb take.
Do you have a smart take for the Hulk Hogan versus Sylvester Stallone?
No one should have a smart take.
I'm going to base mine in real life.
Okay, what you got?
I feel like Rocky...
you just called him Rocky, so there goes in real life.
Sylvester Stallone absolutely is going to dominate Hulk Hogan. Hulk Hogan has drank and suntanned himself into probably one of the least athletic people on this planet. Yeah, for sure.
He still has muscle. That's a muscle on.
Yeah, he's still
steroids still carry over, bro.
No, you don't think Stallone's on anything?
No, Stallone's definitely on things. I'm just going Stallone.
Okay.
I'm going someone who actually punched somebody.
That's what I was going to say. I was going to say neither one of them ever punched anybody, though, because he's acting. He's Rocky. Rocky never really hit anybody. Well, and Hulk Hogan, he got hit. He never really did the hitting.
I don't know. I feel like those Rocky scenes were a lot more realistic than we think.
Have you seen those?
I'm saying if you go back and look, Stallone was in the hospital because of Rocky IV.
Yeah, but he wasn't. Like, have you seen those real fights? First of all, it looks like wrestling. It looks that fake. It's really bad.
So who are you going with?
I gotta go with Sylvester Stallone. Hulk Hogan's racist, so I'm gonna root for the one who I don't think is a racist.
Now I do think the things to consider is what are the rules to this fight?
No chairs.
If this is an all out brawl, I think it's very different than if it's just a boxing match. Or if we're going like Rocky III and just letting each guy with whatever their style they want. That was the disadvantage in Rocky III, was that he had the boxing gloves on.
Yeah.
He tried to box. Hogan picked him up, threw him on a table. So I think if we're going whatever rules, I think you have to give it to Hogan. If it's straight up boxing, I do give the edge to Stallone. But any other scenario, it's got to be the Hulk, especially if he comes out as Hollywood Hogan.
That don't mean nothing.
If he comes out as Hollywood Hogan, he's not losing.
Man, it's like me.
I hate wrestling. I hate wrestling so much.
It's because you can't do it.
No, it's because it's fake is why I hate it. And people have these like identities and really mostly that fans put their confidence in these identities that somehow becomes unscripted, yet everything that happens is scripted.
It's like dude soap operas.
It's fun.
It's a dude soap opera.
It's fun because it's silly. That's what it is. I don't think anybody enjoys wrestling because they think it's dramatic.
That's not true at all. I think a lot of people love the drama in wrestling.
I think it's just fun and silly. What Netflix had some luchador show that was on that was great. It was like underground Mexican wrestling, and it's a lot more athletic than like Monday Night Raw and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's one of those things that like I don't understand this. I'm impressed by this world.
Yo, who forget these two people. Out of all these action stars, say the last, let's say 35 years or so, who you got in a fight? Like, who's like, this guy, again, battle royale, everybody in the ring, fight however you want to fight. Who we picking to come out on top? Last 35 years.
Bruce Lee.
Oh, I forgot about Bruce Lee. That's a good pick. That's a good pick. Does Bruce Lee... Oh, man, listen, all right. Yeah, he probably knows where to. He could probably take out a kidney. I'm trying to think who else.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Michael J. White. Black Dynamite.
No.
But no, he's actually like a trained martial artist. You ever watch Blood? He did a movie called Blood and Bone. And I remember watching with friends. And it was like, so we was some other women watching with us. And they were like, this is the stupidest movie ever. Me and my homeboy was like, this is the greatest movie ever. Because he didn't take a punch the whole movie. He just delivered the pain the whole movie. And he was like, he's actually trained in like fighting and stuff.
Did you ever see the movie Bones with it has freaking Snoop in it?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, it's on Netflix.
Is Snoop fighting?
No,
it, I was about to say
it's on Netflix, and I've like clicked by it a few times.
Bones, I got to see that.
I think it's Snoop.
Snoop and Bones? That sounds like a movie Snoop would do, just called Bones. What he put? I imagine he play like a ghost or something. I don't know.
He looks like he plays the devil.
Okay, that makes some sense. That makes some sense. Yeah, I'm gonna go Michael J. White. He's big. He knows karate. He's Black Dynamite. That's solid. Nate, who you got? Last 35 years.
I gotta go Chuck Norris.
Oh, I've not seen that. Chuck Norris.
I gotta go Chuck Norris, man, because Chuck Norris, I feel like he's rested. He's well rested right now.
He's exercising all the time, late night, trying to sell people on those. No,
he's like 80 years old and has so much plastic surgery.
Chuck Norris?
Yeah.
You don't think Chuck Norris has plastic surgery?
I know for a fact.
Yeah.
That he has tons of plastic surgery.
I'm gonna just type in Chuck Norris 2018, see what pops up. It was between him and Schwarzenegger.
Schwarzenegger has show muscles. But
Schwarzenegger, I feel like he's let himself go a little bit.
No, he's got show muscles.
He's enjoyed the last.
He's got, those are not real.
He doesn't have show muscles.
Those are show muscles.
They're not. Have you seen him?
They literally are show muscles. He was a bodybuilder.
But that doesn't mean they're fake. They're not deflated.
No, that means
they're,
no. When I say show muscles, I mean that like you don't train to do anything with them, not to hurt anybody. You train them to like look a certain way.
Yeah, Chuck Norris has had some.
Let me see. Whoa. Bro, why he? Yo. His, hey, man, can I just?
His head looks like a squash.
That I'm gonna just let people know that picture that I just saw goes. I got to do an emergency. What the white? I got to do an emergency. White people, just let time get to you, bro. You didn't got to do that because now you're gonna make everybody uncomfortable because we all looking like what happened to his face, and you're like, what face? This is how my face is supposed to be, man. Just get wrinkles. Don't look like Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris looked like a raisin when you're trying to pinch it. You're a pinch the raisin, and raisins are naturally, you know, wrinkled. But if you pinch it right before the raisins still come out, it's like, oh, look at that smooth raisin. That's what his face looked like. He like a smooth raisin.
He looks like a dude with the Chuck Norris match stretched over his
face.
Yeah,
he looked like a dude that's like, no, I'm Chuck Norris in 82.
I will say, the one answer, the only guy that's probably done an action movie the past 5 years, Jackie Chan. That's the guy that's going to win in a fight right now against Tua. He had an action movie come out either this year or last year.
It was actually good.
Him and Pierce Brosnan?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Jackie Chan be holding it down.
That's it, guys. That's all 10 of our topics.
Did it.
Thank you so much for sticking around.
Yo.
Damon will be back next week.
Yeah.
And it'll be good. If you're listening to this and it's Wednesday, come see me and Damon at Orpheus Brewing. 8 p.m. Let us know you listen to the show. Damon's not going to listen to this.
He's not.
Let me know you listen to the show, and we'll get you in for free.
That's a good deal.
Show me where you downloaded the podcast on your phone. Ooh. We'll do it like that.
Ooh.
And let you in for free. I'll buy you a beer if you write a review. How about that?
Ooh.
So come to the show, get a beer, have some great comedy. 25
people show up. You're going to be like that dude. You're going to be like that dude.
Damon, I need your card, bro.
Yeah. You're going to be like, remember, that movie with about basketball? Let's get tropical. What was the name of the movie? Semi-pro. Yeah, when the dude won the $1 million, he's like, no.
Blocking shots.
Yeah, blocking shots. You're going to be like that, too. That's hilarious. All right.
You can find me on Twitter at @IM_Owen. Snapchat, Instagram, just I'm Owen.
Cool beans. Yo, follow me Instagram, Twitter at Do or Die. That's at DUEORDIE. Or DavidPurdueComedy.com. I'm going to be in Huntsville, Alabama this Friday. I'll be at Huntsville Epic Comedy Hour. I'll be there doing a guest spot, so I won't even be there long, but it'll be fun. You should come through and see.
Dan, thank you so much for being here, stepping up.
Always fun.
Yeah.
#4th and 10. See you next week.
Peace. We don't know no one like you. Huh? Gold grills and you dance like Michael. What? No eyes, misfits, no typos. Look, wait. We just wanna make you go psycho. Put $100,000 in the Bible. Ooh. I took the game with my eyes closed. Last verse was before the award show. What? Icon tatted on my torso. Me and Moy dipping in the torso. What? I ain't even taking on torso. What? Your shit is fire. I'm more so. Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.